Cody McClure. Fox Sports, Knoxville, we getting money for sure. Cause we're addicted to sports. Louis V on my shorts. Been a Tennessee Vol since I hopped off the porch. Hey, Reggie White and Allen Houston, Florida, Georgia. Keep it moving, this is Rocky Top. You ain't wearing orange, what you doing? We talking UT sports in the booth. Chris Lofton with the shot, yeah, we ready to shoot. Hey, we talking, we talking, we talking, we talking, we talking, we talking, we talking sports.
Unmute me. We are back here, hour four. Oh God, still going. Never ends. Getting another mic plugged in. We'll start bringing in some of these overtime guys, get you familiar with them, get their coverage, because quite frankly, I'm almost out of things to say.
Yeah. We still got a lot of those good topics, though, that we never did hit.
Should I revisit those?
What was one of, like, five ways to end your life or something? Who tweeted that in?
Somebody struggling with Tennessee's recruiting day.
Topic for tomorrow if Tennessee doesn't get any of these elite guys.
People looking at Isaac Taylor Stewart's outfit right now. Seems as if he does still have the orange shirt on under the pullover.
I wonder what he's got underneath the orange shirt.
A middle finger. It's gonna be the first ever orange Nebraska shirt.
Perfect.
He's just gonna have an orange Nebraska shirt. 865-546-8200. We got Matt on the line. Let's bring Matt on. Matt, thanks for joining the show.
Yo.
What up, Matt?
What's the lowest ranking class we've had?
The lowest ranking class we've had? I feel like 21, 22 feels about to be the lowest that I can remember. Now, I'm not expert when it comes to this type of stuff at all. But I do feel
that was
like
around the Dooley era, wasn't it?
I'd say somewhere between Butch and Dooley, we were somewhere around 21 or 22.
I think
2013 says 25th nationally on 247. I guess Butch's first year, according to 247, that would be. You said Fulmer had a really bad year, Lucas. As we bring on Lucas Panzeca from overtime.
Before that 2008 season, Fulmer had a class that was right around the 30s.
Okay.
He really started to drop off in recruiting towards the end of his tenure here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about the former class. I'll tell you, man, it's funny. Or it's not really funny. I'm trying not to put a lot of stock in it, like take that. But I guess if we don't have a top 15 or a top 10 class and we finish around that 20 to 25 mark and you're 6th or 7th the SEC, it's looking pretty – I mean, it looks kind of like this building, we're going to be back, I guess, in a rebuilding process, you know?
Ah,
at least that's the way
Matt.
It looks
we're,
on the outside.
We're packed in here on this Wi-Fi, Matt.
Yeah.
You what now?
Sorry, it's going to be tough for us to take phone calls. We're going to have to, I guess, maybe reboot with a different Wi-Fi because we got a lot of people packed in here eating lunch.
I think it's just the background noise. It's
the background.
It's hard to
hear. Sorry to Matt for dropping him. But, yeah, Lucas, you're correct. 2006, that 06 class. Tennessee finished 29th in the country in recruiting, and I think that was, you know, really a big part of what, you know, was kind of the one of the death knells in Fulmer's tenure with a lot of people here. Kind of looked like he was slipping. In that class, according to 247, you only had 2 4-stars.
In that 08 class, Tennessee finished 33rd.
Yeah, I was going to say, there were the recruiting really got bad toward the end with Fulmer.
Yeah, so this wouldn't be Tennessee's worst class by any means, but it would have been, you know, in the last little bit. I guess 2013 was ranked 25th.
Yeah, did Dooley have any? Was he always in the top 25?
I feel like he was always in the top 25, yeah.
I know he had
His was somewhat a problem of, like, fit, you know, obviously. Where he didn't recruit any offensive linemen.
Zero.
Yeah, like obviously everyone thinks back to that, but for the most part, yeah, he stayed. You know, his first year, 2010, in number 7.
Yeah, I just read that too.
Number 7 in the country.
Don't remember that.
With Derek, Juwan James, Justin Hunter.
That being pretty good.
Yeah.
NFL players.
Tyler Bray.
Definitely, I think Dooley's best class was definitely his first. and then it started to drop off slowly. You had 14th, 19th, and then over for that 23rd, 2013 class, 25th.
Lucas, you're just now joining us. You do overtime here every night from 6 to 8. How do we feel right now about recruiting so far?
Well, I guess we won't know how we feel again till 5 o'clock or so, about an hour before we go on air. I think something that not many people talked about, I was pretty disappointed with Anthony Grant flipping to Florida State. He was only a three-star running back that's been committed for a while. But
to me, that was a blip on the radar. To me, that was just nothing. And to me, I thought, okay, well, at least we're opening up another spot. You know what I mean? Like, with the big names on the board, would you rather have the three-star Anthony Grant, or would you rather have the option to go out and get some of these four- and five-stars? But, you know, obviously, if you strike out on the rest of them, then that three-star maybe becomes a bigger loss.
Yeah, Grant was just a guy that – one of those more underrated guys in the class that when you watch his film, it kind of jumped out a little bit. So that was a guy that I thought – would be pretty underrated for Tennessee, but I guess we won't have a chance to see it. And now you're in a position where you might lose two recruits to Willie Taggart in Florida State.
Well, that's just dandy.
We'll Jordan see what Young, happens with Jordan Young.
Him and Elijah Griffin should both be coming up, right?
It seems like we had some names. Let me see. At 1 o'clock, which is we are at the 1 o'clock hour, Glenn Bill, three-star tight end, defensive end. Elijah Griffin, five-star cornerback. Jordan Young, four-star wide receiver. Joseph Norwood, that's the guy from Chattanooga who's already made his announcement. So, yeah, we should be getting names across the board. As always, listeners, help us do our job and let us know if anybody commits somewhere. It's hard to keep up with all this and try to do a show.
Jeremy Pruitt says he thinks Trayvon Flowers could be the steal of this class. Apparently that's what he told Chris Lowe. Steal of the class.
Didn't play football until his senior year of high school.
Yeah, he signed to play baseball at Kentucky. So we got a guy who didn't play football until his senior year of high school.
Should have had Lucas on all day. Lucas coming with the facts. I mean, to me, that's not – to me, I take that as a positive.
Yeah, if he's a three-star after 1 year of –
yeah,
ceiling,
and
right?
that kind of explains, Cody, when we were going through the offer list, like, it kind of helps make some sense of it.
Is it a positive that he's only got 1 year of football experience?
His brains are probably in better shape.
Well, that's a good point. Probably no CTE.
his body's probably...
Help that APR. Right?
Yeah, his body's okay.
help the APR, yeah.
No bad habits learned, you know what I mean? Like, that's enough for a coaching staff to look at him and get him to mold into the fit they want.
Didn't he only have one, maybe 2 years
of
football
that.
Before he came?
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that.
Could have a big year.
So the steal of the class.
That's what he told Chris Lowe, I guess. That's what Chris Lowe said he told him, so unless he's lying.
Theo from WALB, is that the same website you talked about? Yeah, the Albany Channel 9 that was there for Quay Walker.
Oh, yeah.
J.J. Peterson sitting at a table with four teammates. Apparently a reporter there said he has only a Tennessee hat with him under the table. So it looks like Tennessee, at least if you believe the early report, going to hold off.
Well, WALB hasn't led us wrong yet today, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, they were all over the Quay Walker stuff. So it says J.J. Peterson shows up to the table with only a Tennessee hat. Appreciate T. Whittle tweeting in that Griffin, Elijah Griffin, will make his announcement at 1:30. So we're looking at 20 minutes from now.
So 2 o'clock.
Yeah, probably 3.
By the time he gets done, you guys should be wrapping up at overtime.
Yeah.
If he's on the Quay Walker schedule. So Trayvon Flowers is the steal of the class. I mean, that's something you say if you're Jeremy Pruitt and you get him, right? We got the steal of the class.
That's good. Jordan Young has flipped to Florida State.
Officially?
Apparently.
Jordan Young to Florida State. Okay.
Well, there goes Jordan Young. You know, Tennessee really kind of discovered him from the depths of the unknown, and then he flips on you. I mean, you know, nothing against him. It's fine. He's doing what's best for him, and I hate him, but... But you know
he can go to hell, and I hope Florida State loses.
And he sucks, and he's probably never going to be any good.
Yeah.
But I do understand.
Bum,
you know,
character flaws.
Got to respect the kid's decision. I mean, he's stupid. He sucks. But
I think you could tell
it's his decision, and I respect it. But he's an idiot.
I would never.
But he's wrong, and I hate him.
Yeah.
I would never tweet at him.
I definitely respect the decision to be a moron. Like he's entitled to his own decision making.
I would never tweet at him except to tell him what a loser he is, you know?
I think with him, it was made pretty really not used to this whole recruiting thing because his best offer was Coastal Carolina until Tyson Helton found him a month, 2 months ago.
And I was a little bit worried about that. It was the St. Christmas guy, the LSU defensive tackle that Butch Jones found, and he was unranked, and then he sucked to a four-star. It's like Christmas Giles or something like that.
Yeah,
and then he flips to... And he flips to LSU after Tennessee kind of, you know, puts him on the radar.
Well, just the way Young kind of handled everything, because he took that official visit to Florida State and then changed his Twitter bio and then said, I'm still committed to Tennessee. He had his Twitter bio said, wide receiver at the Florida State University. So it seems like all this new attention in the last month, he didn't quite know how to deal with it, which makes sense because he didn't get recruited really at all up until January.
I mean, let's be honest. A guy with that kind of indecision – a guy who only had offers from Coastal Carolina.
And Florida State.
It can't be that good, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Florida State never would have known about him if it wasn't for Tennessee.
That's huge. That's
true. Yeah, he had like 26 touchdowns, but...
Yeah, but I mean...
the schedule, they didn't play anybody.
Huge high school ball.
Huge red flag, Coastal Carolina. I mean, come on. I mean, Florida State, sure, but they're just copying off our homework.
What was the other one? Valdosta State?
Yeah, it was not one like D1 offer.
He's not going to be any good.
Tennessee football announces that their national signing day coverage, Jeremy Pruitt will have his press conference at 4 p.m. Bobby Belafonte asks, is that a red flag, seeing how Isaac Taylor-Stewart doesn't commit till 5:15? Do you go ahead and knock that off the list since Tennessee and Jeremy Pruitt are doing their press conference at 4 o'clock?
I don't know. Has anything today not been disappointing? Everything's been disappointing.
You got the steal of the class.
I guess.
Great point by you, Lucas. You got the steal of the class.
I mean, look, I'm still sticking by. I'm rolling with basketball. That's right. I care about right now.
Yeah, Rick Barnes and them boys. Let's give it up for Rick Barnes and the boys.
Rick Barnes.
Yeah, sweeping Kentucky. Good for Rick Barnes. We're looking for positives here. Let's go. Shout out to Rick Barnes.
Tennessee's a basketball school anyway.
I've always said it. Basketball school here in Knoxville.
Yeah.
It's time we just embrace it.
And I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine.
Thompson Bowling Arena is a cathedral for the sport. Everyone knows this.
I'm getting it done. I'm really appreciating all the Vulcanball, Ryan from The Office, writing down his list. GIFs after every commit that flips somewhere else.
Jordan Young is on the list now. He joins Quay Walker, joins Cade Mays, joins a couple other people, I'm sure. All right, so Jordan Young, official, headed to Florida State. So there's another guy Tennessee missed out on that they were anticipating, although now maybe it makes the Las Vegas guy make a little bit more sense, right?
Yeah.
While you went ahead and took him, you had a bad feeling about Jordan Young. You wanted to make sure you at least got a wide receiver in here. We'll turn our attention to Jacob Copeland when we go off the air. Elijah Griffin at 130. Glenn Bill, I don't even know who that is.
Who is Glenn Bill?
Is that the tight end?
Yeah, he's a tight end defensive end.
Why does he have two?
We've had our recruiting expert right here, Lucas, the whole time.
Yeah.
We're just now putting him on the air.
I'm a basketball guy. I'm recruiting secondary.
Nathan Odom, also here with us. Nice to see Nathan today. Is it Beale? Like B-E-A-L-E? Beale Street? Or is it Bill?
Bill. Like Bradley Bill. No E. So not like Bill Street.
Okay. B-E-A-L.
B-E-A-L.
At first I thought it was like B-I-L-L.
Like Bill?
Glenn Bill. He's just got two
That's
old.
That's probably how I'm pronouncing it.
Two old.
Is it a bad sign that Peterson is hiding the hat under the table? Does that mean that there's going to be a surprise here?
To me, that means he's just going to pull it out and put it over his
head. I just don't know what to expect anymore.
Could be another hat. Could have been a hat already under the table. Maybe a Georgia hat? Is Georgia after him too?
No, I think it's down to Alabama and Tennessee.
But, oh, great!
Yeah. But I mean, that's better.
Alabama.
That's better.
Just Nick Saban, luckily.
Let's catch a break. Maybe we'll have an update when we come back. It's Talk Sports right here on Fox Sports Knoxville. Lucas Panzeca sitting in with us, co-host of Overtime every night from 6 to 8. Brandon's sitting here, too. Brandon, you getting jealous that you're not on?
No. You can have my headset.
Yeah, you can feel free to take mine as well.
You guys want to just take over?
Feel free taking mine. Any other big updates, Cody, from around the SEC?
Not that I've seen in the last little bit. I mean, Alabama.
I saw where
LSU gets a five-star wide receiver.
Obviously, Alabama's going to, you know, you knew they weren't going to strike out on people ending the day. Alabama outside the top five, though. Penn State leapfrogs them back up. Miami holding them off. Alabama number six in the country right now. Only 2 5-stars.
And this will be the first time since 2010.
Imagine that. Only 2 5-stars.
First time since 2010, Alabama has not had the number one class. Not even talking three, number one. They've had it for, you know, consecutively since 2010.
Tennessee not having a good day. Tennessee's not having a good day. Still time to salvage it.
We got to remain positive. I mean, we got Elijah Griffin coming up here.
We got Rick Barnes and the boys.
That's all that matters right now.
Inside track to the one seed.
I mean, we really needed that win last night. We really needed that win last night for today.
Tennessee right now, 8th in the SEC. And you were looking up the numbers of what Kirby Smart did in a similar situation. You know, stayed for the national championship, went into Georgia, and you said he finished, what, number 6 in the country?
6 in the country, yeah. But, again, he had a little bit of a better base than Tennessee did, obviously, or than Tennessee does now. Georgia was coming off, what, 9-10-win season where they had just fired Mark Richt?
Yeah.
Probably already had a pretty solid class put together.
Yeah.
Didn't go through all the crap that Tennessee went through this offseason.
But, man, like, yeah, like, I can't help. And, look, I'm not going to freak out over where this class is ranking right now, but I can't help but blame John Curry.
Yeah.
For allowing Butch Jones to stick around and not to get an early start, like, on some big-time coaches.
Yeah, you wasted a solid month.
Or to at least, like, I don't know. Did you get a couple guys because of what the staff did? Maybe like laying some groundwork for you, and the other coaches were able to hold them together. I don't know. I just feel like you missed out on so many people for this early signing day period. Like I do think that's going to be a huge variable moving forward. This is the first year where we saw early signing period and what that does making a coaching change. You know, missed out on 75% of the prospects because Jeremy Pruitt only had a week or so to talk to him.
So are we blaming this mostly on lack of relationships when it comes to – I mean, because I think if people just look at it on the surface, they're like, is Jeremy Pruitt that great of a recruiter? Doesn't really look like it. He can't really close with these guys. But he hasn't had much time probably to get to know most of them.
Yeah, I'm not ready at all to panic. He's had maybe 2 months and –
I mean,
most of these classes usually are people that Kirby Smart, Nick Saban have been recruiting for 2, 3, sometimes even 4 years, and he's had 2 months to put together relationships. And not many schools go through what Tennessee went through in the offseason with all the bad press that they got. So if you even finish in the top 25 after all that, then
I kind of feel like it's a big loss. Like because if you know, if Nick Saban's been recruiting, I mean, he's had relationships with them too. I still feel he needs to get a couple of these guys, or I'm going to view this as a pretty bad signing day.
Yeah, definitely you can view it as a bad signing day, but I'm not ready to judge Jeremy Pruitt as a recruit
I think I'm ready to judge him.
We'll see what happens.
I'll make that the Toyota Knoxville poll question. Are you ready to judge this staff's recruiting ability? Are you judging this staff's recruiting ability right now?
I mean, I know it's a little early, like short turnaround, right? Butch was hired, you know, Butch's first class, the one where Marquez North came in. those guys, they weren't rated very highly. What was that, the 2013 class, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I think he finished top 20 or so.
Yeah, and he probably had about the same amount of time as...
Yeah, he had 25th class in 2013.
Okay, so... And Butch turned out to be great at recruiting, so... Which I still believe, by the way. I just think he couldn't develop them.
Yeah, great salesman.
J.J. Peterson officially signs with Tennessee. So, took the hat under the table. J.J. Peterson stays. You hold off Alabama for him, which, you know, when his high school coach is saying it's 50-50, you started getting a little nervous. When Quay Walker says he's not coming, you get a little nervous. The way Tennessee's day's been going, you get a little nervous, but you do land J.J. Peterson.
So now I guess you're in a situation where if you land one of Copeland or Taylor Stewart, you can't be upset, right? Just because you missed out on Walker, because you're not going to hit all your big time prospects.
You've avoided the disaster scenario.
Yeah.
Which was get nobody, lose out on a stud that, you know, that you were excited about. You've avoided doomsday scenario. J.J. Peterson, Inks coming to Tennessee. Now you have a chance to finish strong. Lucas, like you said, by getting one of those guys, getting two of those guys would be great. Getting one more would make you feel okay about today. And then you'll look at Jeremy Pruitt's comments about getting the sleeper of the class. You'll look back on some of the guys you got in December, and you'll feel okay. Right? Maybe?
Yeah.
Trying to be a little bit positive about this.
I mean,
this.
It's naive to think that you could come out of this day with Quay Walker, Isaac Copeland.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of what I was thinking. No, I think you get out. Peterson, as long as you keep one of the linebackers, you've got Peterson now, so as long as you get one of the linebackers, you didn't get Quay Walker, that's fine. I want a DB, though. I want a corner. Give me Isaac Taylor Stewart or Elijah Griffin. I'll be happy. That's all I want.
I mean, both of those guys are pretty much down to USC, right, and Tennessee. I don't know where Griffin really is now.
Yeah, it's USC and Tennessee.
So you'd be surprised if they both went to USC.
Well, if Taylor Stewart, I believe he was coming down to Nebraska, right?
Right, right.
Nebraska, Georgia. And Tennessee.
Probably Georgia.
Georgia. Georgia will make a run for him.
Number one player in the state of Alabama chooses Clemson over Alabama and Auburn.
Isaac Taylor Stewart commits at 5:15. Georgia's going to make a run at him here in the next 4 hours.
He'll pick up the phone and say, hey, your thoughts on coming to Tennessee? Or thoughts on coming to Georgia? Yeah, we'll get a spot for you if you want. You can walk on.
Yeah.
Maybe blue shirt. I don't know.
Okay, I'm sold.
Yeah. Cool. You want to come? Awesome. Awesome. 30 more minutes on this bad boy. I'm ready for my lunch. I'm ready for my lunch. J.J. Peterson stays with Tennessee, so that's good. Now you just need a cornerback. And a wide receiver. Oh, man. You still need both on Young. We'll see how this shakes out. Got some open tables clearing out. If you want to come start, get ready to drink with us. Happy hour starts at 3 o'clock. $2 select domestic pints. $3 select domestic tall boys. $3 well drinks. $4 LITs.
Don't forget Tyon Palmer has him. He's down to Tennessee and NC State.
There you go.
So you got to think that you have a shot there.
Stay tuned as Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville.
The Escape Game. And
Elijah Griffin went with the gender reveal type of commitment. He had a balloon with colors in it, and his dad popped the balloon and out came gold, and then they put on USC hats. So
that's cute.
Staying out in LA.
What's the most ridiculous one you've ever seen?
The most ridiculous one to me will always be the kicker who committed to Penn State by making a video of him getting in like a private plane and taking off, and then like the sky spelled out Penn State or we are, or something like that. Like that'll always be the most ridiculous one to me. And quite frankly, the way he played Jarrett Garantano doing the whole Times Square thing.
Yep. That's what I was going to say.
It looks a little bit more ridiculous while we're at it.
Do you remember I can't remember which one, maybe it was a running back or something committing to Georgia a few years ago that took out a puppy?
Yeah, no, that little bulldog. To me, that one was pretty cool.
Yeah, anytime you can incorporate a puppy, I think it's always a positive.
Breaking out the dog is a good look if you ask me. So Tennessee misses on Elijah Griffin. No real surprise there. You allowed yourself to get your hopes up about him like a month ago, you know. You allowed yourself to get your hopes up, but he staying at home in L.A. Like I said, you're not going to get Warren G's son out of L.A. At least I don't think you are. At least I don't think you are.
Yeah, it's understandable. It's understandable. I mean, I don't think I would leave Southern California either. I mean, if you know, if you had grown up there your whole life, probably wouldn't leave there for Tennessee. But I do think, you know, there's still a shot. Some of the guys a little bit later this afternoon. We're pretty much done, aren't we? We still got the who's it, Tyon Palmer?
Yeah, he's at 2:30 though. I don't think there's any more announcements coming down our way. Jordan Young struck out. Elijah Griffin struck out. Norwood already, you know, that leaked at 11.
What about the Okobaneo guy? Did we ever hear about
him?
Yeah,
he went to UCLA.
Oh, well. All right. Sounds good.
Do you have a problem with the way this class is shaken up? When we talk, you have a problem with it. I mean, you can only do so much, not only with the time you had, but also with the situation you found yourself in of 4-8. You know what I mean? Like 4-8.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take some time to build it, you know. I mean, I can say I have a problem with it, but it's not – it's too early to have a real problem with it.
I mean, when he took over Tennessee, he had, what, the 50th, 60th class? And I think most fans had told – if they had told you you'd finish with a top 20 class, people would probably be pretty happy. But then once you get your hopes really high because you see that you're the leader for Quay Walker, Taylor Stewart loved his visit – Griffin's high on the balls, all this stuff. Then you're like, oh, wow, top 10, top 12.
Well, let's look at worst-case scenario. Let's say that you don't get Isaac Taylor Stewart, you didn't get Elijah Griffin, you didn't get Quay Walker. If he can't close on any of those guys, do we judge him a little bit?
He got Peterson.
Yeah, he got Peterson. I mean, he already had Peterson, but he didn't lose Peterson.
We did think that Jeremy Pruitt would have defenders lining up to play for him, right? Especially, like, secondary guys. Like,
a little bit.
We did think that he would have people looking and saying, this guy can make me a first-round pick.
Right. Yeah. And especially the fact that you're going to miss on a lot of these corners.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. That, to me, that's a little bit of a red flag. Again, I'm trying not to freak out about it. I put up the Toyota Knoxville poll question. Are you judging this staff's recruiting ability right now? Put it up 9 minutes ago. We're already at over 1,000 votes. Yes. No, it's too early. I will at the end of the day. How do you think the votes are shaking out?
Probably a good bit of yes.
I would say most will say I'll judge at the end of the day. And then probably no, and then probably yes.
78% of the people say it's too early.
Yeah.
Like, they're not even going to judge it today. They'll say we'll give them a whole full year.
That's what I voted.
Derek tweets in, no, they were at other schools a month ago. Not enough time to get these guys to love Tennessee in that time. Loyalty to recruiters out the window nowadays. Today is proof of that. Says this class would have an asterisk with it at all, you know, all along. Chris tweets in that he has great confidence in this group of coaches and their resumes to not only find hidden talent but to develop it. Ben says he's starting to question Pruitt staying at Alabama through the playoffs and championships. Says that didn't help with recruits. You know, you kept hearing that was going to get you on the TV, and that's kind of what I talked about. Like, you're going to look at Jeremy Pruitt, and you're going to say, oh, wow, he's coached that Alabama secondary. He's coached that Alabama defense. I want to play for him. So far, only J.J. Peterson looked at that and said.
Yeah, and, like, I understand finishing out a job you started and all that. That's great, but – I think if some Tennessee fans want to look at that and question impacted recruiting negatively, I think that's totally fair. The fact that he spent, what was it at Alabama, 2 weeks?
Yeah, whatever the dead period was.
That he could have spent at Tennessee.
Yeah, he could have. I mean, he couldn't like visit any recruits because of the dead period, but he was kind of doing double duty. But yeah, he definitely could have been doing stuff.
Yeah.
If you miss on Tyon Palmer and Isaac Taylor Stewart and you missed on Griffin, then there's probably a little cause for concern because those are your top three corners. And if none of them want to come play for Pruitt, then, you know, maybe don't panic, but definitely cause for concern.
I don't want to be too negative, but I think it's fair to judge it a little bit.
So wait, is Isaac Taylor Stewart Nebraska and USC? Were you right about that, Lucas? It's down to like the final three of that. Is Scott Frost trying to close him?
Yeah, I think so. And I'd be really surprised if he went to USC after Elijah Griffin.
That'd be pretty cool though if you're them.
Yeah,
to get two 5-star / 4-star corners.
Well, and when you're looking at the crystal ball on 24/7, they have USC at 87% for Taylor Stewart, Alabama at 10%, A&M at 3%. But I don't think anybody really thinks he's going to go to Alabama or A&M. Not to mention Alabama locked down a pretty big corner earlier today. So.
Yeah, most of those crystal ball guys are idiots.
Disappointing. But, a tweeter made a good point. Says he's judging this class the same way he judged the last recruiting staff, or he's judging this current staff the same way he judged the last one, just on wins and losses. But I do think you've seen a lot of people get back and kind of fall in that same trap of, we're not going to be critical of a coach. And that really frustrates me, because a lot of people did that with Butch Jones until the bitter end of defend, he's our guy, I'm going to support him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying to be mad at Jeremy Pruitt, but just a lot of the comments are, these guys know what they're doing. Trust. They're going to recruit. They're going to develop. Like, how do you know that?
Yeah, you don't want to become a sheep either.
I mean, there's somewhere between being negative, but also being realistic. Some of the early takeaways from today have me worried that some people are right back to giving people ultimate support
credit
no matter what
that they haven't earned.
Yeah,
and look, I do think Jeremy Pruitt, he reminds me a lot of Rick Barnes in the way that they're not real public. They're not real, everybody wanted to criticize Barnes because he wouldn't go out and recruit, and they said he's not engaged with the fans enough, things like that. But I think Rick Barnes is just a basketball coach, and Jeremy Pruitt seems like that kind of guy. And I don't think Philip Fulmer would hire him if he wasn't. Just seems like a football coach, you know what I mean? Classic definition of a football coach.
There's a lot of guys who are football coaches who aren't good football coaches.
That's though. Right, too. That's
you know what I mean? Too. There's a lot of guys who just look like football coaches and talk like football coaches who just aren't football coaches, like good ones. I'm not saying Jeremy Pruitt, I'm worried that he's not a good football coach, we'll see. But like that saying always just kind of annoys me, because there's a lot of guys who eat, sleep, and breathe the sport who still don't win at a high level.
Well, my point is, I think that the fact that Philip Fulmer hired this guy, a lot of Tennessee fans are going to totally fall back on that.
Yeah.
They're not going to,
They're
like, well, if Fulmer hired him,
John
he must
Curry,
be.
If John Curry had made this hire, maybe people are a little bit more
vocal.
Upset
yeah.
at the way this is shaken out.
And also, because Butch Jones' first class, 2013, nobody was complaining, right? Nobody was saying, oh, this guy's a terrible recruiter.
Not that
I
trust
remember.
Him.
No, I remember
he got a pass.
Not only got a pass, but people looked at it and you saw the signing day. See, it feels like it was opposite. I feel like signing day that year was Tennessee winning some battles. I mean, most notably, you flip Josh Dobbs from Arizona State. Like, and everyone's like, oh, wow, look at Butch Jones. And Butch Jones was kind of a closer. Like, every signing day, there were a couple of surprises.
Mm-hmm.
Butch was a pretty good recruiter. Like,
yeah,
I still stand by that.
Yeah.
He couldn't develop players.
Yeah, it wasn't recruiting. And look, he did have the leg up on some and, like, legacy to get started. And,
Todd
Kelly
played. I think that's really
here.
Overblown, though. Butch Jones didn't end up with top five classes just because of legacy recruits. He's a good recruiter.
I do think that helped get the momentum started
especially in
his first full year, though, like the 2014 class. I do think that. But with Josh Dobbs, he did, win that battle. He beat Arizona State. That's fine, but he won that battle.
I mean, the Drew Richmond was huge. Kongbo was huge.
And those were kind of, especially Kongbo, 2 years, or was it last year? 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Was a signing day surprise. Kind of came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee sitting at 24th now of the most recent update. 24th.
Going to finish top
Thanks to Troy 30. For pointing that out there.
Damn it.
24th.
Okay, enough of recruiting. We'll pump the brakes or keep rolling on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fox Sports Knoxville. Jamie tweets in, Cody, if you judge recruiting classes by wins and losses, how could you say Butch was a great recruiter? I think we had a little disconnect there. Judge coaching staffs by wins and losses.
Yeah, I never said I judge recruiting classes by wins and losses.
Yeah, I think the recruiting classes you can still judge and say Butch Jones was a great recruiter or a good recruiter. I mean, I don't think Tennessee was.
No, there's a big difference in.
I think they're short on common sense and how to handle football situations, and how to develop that talent.
big difference in recruiting and developing. Some can do both. Some can do one. Some can do none. Butch had one. I don't think Tennessee was ever not talented.
That's what made it so frustrating.
I mean, since, you know,
2015. Like, if Tennessee was overachieving and going 8-4, that's looked at drastically different than underachieving with, what was it, 6 NFL players 2 years ago?
Yeah.
6 NFL draft picks, maybe, and going 8-4 and losing to South Carolina and Vanderbilt. If that's an undermanned team, that's looked at differently than most talented team Tennessee's had in a long time, going 8-4. Herm Edwards quote, appreciate Ben Lee sending this in. Herm Edwards on ESPN2 right now. Signing day is a little bit unusual for me. Ball, you get to draft them. In college, they get to pick you. That's right, Herm. That's
now, how let's this check whole... in on Arizona State's recruiting ranking.
That's how this whole thing works. You're right. Hit the breaking news for me. Hurry, 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 hurry.
But you off I need my horn.
Lou Williams and the Clippers have agreed to a 3-year contract extension. He was on the trade block. Maybe they're just going to try to stay together in L.A. For 3 more years, or maybe they're just trying to lock him in and trade him afterwards.
I think Ben has the horn. Did you hear the horn?
I just heard it finally.
Ben, do you have the horn? Sound the horn if you have the horn. Oh, yeah. Ben has the horn.
He has the horn.
Nice.
All right, time to pump the brakes and keep rolling as we finish this 4-hour extravaganza.
Thank God.
This is the only day. This is like the only day where I've showed up where it's felt like work.
Yeah.
Usually when I do the radio show, it doesn't feel like work. It's fun. Today's felt like work, and I don't like.
Yeah. Signing day, man.
Got an update on SpaceX. Roll. You didn't see the pictures from this? Like, it's pretty crazy. You don't want to update on this?
Respect the game.
I thought we had an unspoken rule that the first one pretty much gets picked to give the other person time to find more. But okay, well,
we did, but then you rolled on mine the other day, and so I broke.
You're like Chris Ballard. You're like the Colts GM. The rivalry's back on. Is our rivalry on right now?
I'm very spiteful. If you roll on me, I got to roll on you. I don't know. I just don't care about SpaceX that much. I saw what it was. The ship was good or whatever. That's cool.
Woman ordered to trim her bush.
Stop.
Susan Rogers was issued with the notice after her bush grew to 40 feet high and 100 feet long. Some neighbors said they didn't use their front rooms anymore because of the darkness that had taken over their house. See the picture. This is pretty impressive. She let her shrubbery basically take over and become a forest.
That is quite a bush.
Oh, my God. Look at that bush.
That is a bush.
Ms. Rogers tried to appeal against the council and said that, she was doing nothing wrong. It's her bushes. She can let them grow as long as she wants. She was given 3 months to act, however, and said.
Looks like a forest.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like the courts made the right decision here.
Yeah, I think if I was a neighbor, I'd be pretty irritated by that.
By that bush.
Yeah, man. Penguin dies.
Roll.
Delete! 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 Delete!
Kind of rude. Giant harp stolen.
Roll.
Rolling! Rolling!
911 call for cat.
Stop.
Pop your brakes!
This is a story in Tennessee, actually.
Oh,
it made national news. But
you should have made sure to tell me that. That way I would have stopped. I always stop for Tennessee stories.
It's in Ottawa.
Oh.
That's close to where you're from.
Sort of, I guess, yeah.
I mean, close, you know.
Yeah, closest.
Relatively speaking from where we're at right now.
Yeah, 50 miles away. Yeah.
Okay, so authorities say a teenager whose cat was stuck in a tree is in bigger trouble after falsely reporting a fire to attract help. The 911 Center's operations director in Hamilton County told WRCB that multiple agencies responded to what they thought was a fire on Monday at the home of 18-year-old Trevor Austin Lane. Do you know him?
No.
Okay. Lane's arrest report says his cat had been stuck all night, and he figured the fire department's been of use to help his cat. He was charged with a 911 violation and jail $1 million bond. It is unclear whether he has a lawyer. They said dispatchers would have connected Lane with the appropriate resources had he been honest. He says such false calls are wasteful and dangerous. I mean, you know, he probably and needed resources to get the cat.
Three Philadelphia Eagles turned down White House invitations following Super Bowl.
Roll.
No! God, please, no! No!
I just felt like you kind of told me.
I guess you could have seen who the three players were. Boston restaurant offers $3,000 burger.
Stop. I want to know.
This $3,000 burger comes with an engagement ring on the side. Pauly's in the city's north end says that with if you give them 48 hours notice, the big boy burger will arrive with a 7/8 carat Neil Lane ring nestled in the bun. If you're thinking of wanting to propose to your woman with a hamburger, Boss is going to help you out. $3,000. The ring will come framed with round diamonds and a 14 carat gold band. It's a part of their Valentine's Day special. Restaurant owner Paul Barker says no confirmed orders so far, but there are several quote unquote very interested people.
Interesting.
I think there's a couple people. Here's how they're very interested. Hey, if I order this $3,000 burger for this ring, do I pay for it afterwards or before? Because if it's afterwards, we're just going to take the burger and we're going to leave.
Yeah.
And I'm going to steal this ring. But if I have to pay before, okay, never mind.
Yeah.
I think that's the level of interest shown so far.
Man with sledgehammer pounds dozens of police cars.
Stop. I didn't even hear what
Michael
said.
Jordan. Stop it. Get some help.
Authorities in Dallas say a man took a sledgehammer to about a dozen squad cars in a Dallas police station parking lot. The man walked into the Dallas Central Patrol lot at the city's Marshal's Office Detention Center on Sunday and started hitting the cars. The center holds people...
I've got some potential breaking news. Hit the music. Not you. Ben.
He's waiting for Ben.
Isaac Taylor Stewart says, last minute decision switched up. It's official now. Tune in. So he's getting ready to make his announcement now. Not at 5:15 anymore. Isaac Taylor Stewart, I guess, going live on a stream. He says tune in. I don't know where the hell I'm supposed to tune in.
Yeah, he says tune in.
Tune in. I don't know where we're tuning in, but apparently Isaac Taylor Stewart has pushed up his announcement.
Maybe he's going to call us on the show.
Someone please get the word out to him. If he wants to announce live on Talk Sports, we will we'll go over.
Okay.
Haven't seen anything from him yet. Just I got sent that. So it's a little bit of breaking news.
All right. So the sledgehammer story, basically the guy just hit a bunch of squad cars with a sledgehammer.
Okay.
So okay. That's pretty much it on that one.
Okay. Cornell frat disciplined for sex contest.
Stop. Now give it to
me. A fraternity at Cornell University has been placed on probation for conducting a sex contest members dubbed the Pig Roast in reference to the weight of women they slept with. Oh, this took a dark turn. Okay. The university said officials launched an investigation on the Zeta Beta Tau. They said T-A-U, Tau. Zeta Beta Tau.
Zeta Beta Tau.
Chapter last year after multiple reports about the secret game in which members could get points by having sex with women. In case of a tie, the win would go to the member who had sex with the heaviest woman. The fraternity said the allegations are contrary to its values and missions.
Well, that is something. Missouri woman finds neighbor's dog doing something interesting involving a pony.
Okay, stop.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
In Bolivar, Missouri, a dog was riding a one-eyed pony into the night, which was surely a spectacle that needs video proof. Missouri woman made sure to get exactly that, a one-eyed pony with a dog riding it through the woods.
Sounds like some type of sick joke.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Apparently, there's a video. If you want to go watch it, the Springfield News Leader has that. Apparently, this woman, Callie Shanker, pulled into her driveway Thursday to the side of her neighbor's corgi sitting atop the horse, whose name is Cricket. She recorded a 15-second video of the pony trotting away into the darkness with the dog on top of it. It's not clear what ended up happening to the dog and the horse.
That is actually something I would love a picture of.
Yeah. I mean, the story doesn't say what happened. Like, did they just run away and they're gone forever now?
Ran off together?
They might have. Well, that's definitely not the weirdest story about a horse we've had, but it's a good one.
I feel misled. I feel so misled. All right. I am ready to get off here, eat some lunch at Quaker Steak and Lube. Russell Smith, the drive about to fire up. Come out, see us. We'll be out here till at least 8 o'clock. I'm sure some people, Cody will probably be two lube tubes deep at that point. I'm getting off the air. Isaac Taylor Stewart set to make his announcement soon. Russell will keep you posted on that. Cody Mack, let's go eat some food. See ya.